Recorded Books presents North by Brad Kessler, narrated by the author. For Fardusa and Muhammad. And we made the son of Mary and his mother a sign, and sheltered them on a high, peaceful hill, watered by many springs. The Quran, Surah 23. Part 1. Chapter 1. May 2017. Christopher Gathreau shut his computer and pulled on boots. The blizzard wasn't due until evening, but already the skies outside looked ominous and slate blue. A foot of snow lay in the forecast, ice accumulations, whiteout conditions. The monastery would probably lose power. A nor'easter on the mountain in early May was not unheard of, but its timing could be disastrous, especially to the apples in the monastery's orchard. A sudden drop in temperature could freeze the tender tips on the apple branches and kill the blossoms before they even bloomed. The whole crop ruined if Christopher did nothing. He climbed into a wool sweater and watch cap. Out the window, clouds lowered over Blue Mountain. The sky was turning a darker shade of denim each minute. It was only 1 in the afternoon, but looked like twilight. He couldn't wait much longer. He'd miss the monks' mid-afternoon prayers, nones, but hopefully return in time for vespers. On his way out of the abbot's quarters, he switched off the lamp on his desk and hurried into the hall. Outside, wind nearly knocked him over. The unleafed woods bent and roared. Bare oaks broomed the sky. Christopher hunched into the gale, hauling a roll of white row cover over one shoulder, a ladder over the other. When he reached the rise into the orchard, his wire-rimmed glasses were completely fogged, his face numb. Saplings shook in the squall. Ida Reds, Gravensteins, Macintoshes, and Northern Spies, their branches already ornate with buds. There were over 200 apple trees in Blue Mountain Monastery's orchard. Christopher would only be able to cover a few. The monks made cider and apple butter as a way to feed themselves by the labor of their own hands. Yet cultivating anything on Blue Mountain was becoming harder each year. The winter is growing too warm, the springs too cold, the weather unpredictable. The monks were aging too, growing too frail for their work, and few new vocations arrived to fill their empty seats. No one wanted to be a monk anymore in the 21st century. The long-hoped-for monastic revival the order envisioned never materialized. And even Father Christopher had to admit their way of life was dying. He dropped the roll of row cover on the ground and stood before a Northern Spy sapling. He leaned the ladder into its branches, then shouldered the roll and started to climb. Wind caught the loose end of the cloth and kited it skyward, and Christopher had to reel it in. Then he carefully unwound the fabric clockwise around the tree's crown, as best he could, making a messy cocoon of its upper limbs. By the time he'd used up all the cloth, he'd managed to cover only a dozen saplings. He climbed off the ladder and stood in the row to survey his work. The saplings looked mummified or partly injured, with white cloth flapping around their crowns. His efforts might not amount to much, but at least he tried. The first snow stung his face. He warmed his hands with his breath. Then he had the sudden, unnerving sense of being watched. When he turned, a towering moose was staring at him from the row. Christopher froze. The hairs rose on the back of his neck. The tall moose wobbled on thin legs a few yards away. She looked skeletal, sick, her bones jutting out beneath a ravaged hide. The moose were dying all over Blue Mountain that year, plagued by ticks kept alive by the warming winters. Christopher had seen their ruined carcasses crawling with ticks along the monastery roads. The calves, an older cow, succumbed first. This one looked ancient, she could barely stand. She stared at Christopher in the incipient snow, as if asking an unanswerable question.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?